So I posted this at smilejamaicakrcl.com and I titled it Reggae Apocrypha. These are one of those great stories that I've collected over the decades. And so the album that I've been tracking through the past several months is called Bob Marley and the Wailers, Best Of. And so it was released by a Chinese-Jamaican restaurateur named Leslie Kong. And producer means he funded the session, so he gets to call the record. But the Wailers were really adamant that he not call it Best Of because these were not their best songs. And so didn't matter. On the day that the record was supposed to be picked up from the record pressing place, he died. And the Wailers would have rather the album be called Caution. So let's hear the last of these on the vinyl. That's what we're doing all afternoon. It's called Do It Twice. I'm going to read you from the book Bob Marley, The Complete Guide to His Music by authors Ian McCann and Harry Hawk. Bob loves her, but she won't let him. She's so nice, he'd like to do the same thing twice. Whatever can that mean? As easy as the tune Back Out just before on the album, even if it isn't its match, just tossed off as casually as a dry beer can, giving the impression that the Wailers weren't trying as hard for Leslie Kong as they knew they could. And now you know why they didn't want these sessions called Best of Bob Marley and the Wailers. But it's a great little love tune with some kind of rated R lyrics. So let's give a listen. Smile Jamaica, vinyl.